Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome to another show on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio or UK Health Radio podcast, wherever you are in the world. This is going to be an episode really worthy of your time and attention, because I can tell you I am so excited today because I'm going to talk to Chris Walk. Now, most of you, I believe, will know his name because he is one of the most famous cancer survivors that I have seen in the world. He's a best-selling author, patient advocate. He was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. And I'm sure we're going to hear his story during our conversation. But what I wanted to say to you is that in the last decade, Chris has become one of the most well-known cancer survivors on the planet, and he is reaching millions of people per year as a blogger, a podcaster, a speaker, a global health coach through his books, social media, his website. He is the author of at least 3 best-selling books, and I am so delighted and excited to be able to talk to him because it's in the story. Chris knows what stress is all about, how stress is a huge contributor to disease. So he is one of these people that has a message of hope that chronic diseases like cancer can be prevented and reversed with radical transformation of diet and lifestyle. And isn't that what we talk about all the time in this show? So I'm really excited to talk to Chris Walk just now after this little break. Welcome back to each and every single one of you. And I can only say, like I said in the intro, I am amazingly excited to meet this special person, Chris Walk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Danielle. It's good to be with you.
Now, maybe I can almost not believe that people might not know you. People who are interested in health might know your name. But for those listening in India, New Zealand, wherever they are over the world who don't know you, can you share a little bit shortly your story? Because I think it's such a beautiful, inspiring story.
Yes, thank you. I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer when I was 26 years old in December 2003, so 19 years ago. And I had surgery, but refused chemotherapy. I was told I had a 60% chance of living 5 years if I did treatment, which is not very great odds. It's basically a coin toss. And I made a decision to radically change my life. And I decided to overdose on nutrition and do everything in my power to support my body's ability to heal, to repair, to regenerate, to detoxify and heal. And that involved massive, radical life change. And the first thing I changed was my diet, the food that I was putting in my mouth, the food that I was putting in my body, what I was literally living on, I changed. And that's one of the most powerful things you can do if you're sick or trying to get on the road to health. Is you stop putting processed food, junk food, fast food, man-made food into your body and replace those foods with whole fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, herbs and spices, whole grains, legumes, food from the earth.
Can I ask you, did you start from scratch around nutrition or did you have a little background around that? What made you decide, or did you Google it, or what made you decide to actually put the nutrition first, to change that first?
I didn't have a background in nutrition. I had no nutritional education, no medical education. But my instincts and my intuition were telling me that I needed to do something different. That chemotherapy was poisonous. That was not instinctive. That's the truth.
Yes.
And it's highly toxic. And I didn't want to do that, but I didn't know what else to do. And so My wife and I prayed about it, and I got a book that was sent to me from a friend of my dad's. And that book was about healing with raw food.
Oh,
And
interesting.
Yeah, healing cancer with a raw food diet and juicing. And so, I realized there was another path to health. I realized that most chronic disease, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune disease, most chronic diseases are not, they don't occur at random. You don't get them because you're unlucky, right? They're caused by diet, lifestyle, and environmental factors. And stress is a huge underlying cause.
That's why I'm so happy to talk to you also, because what, in your opinion, I mean, after 19 years, you have so much experience in this field on how to change, you know, the chronic diseases, on how to prevent it and how to, reverse it. So can you tell me a little bit on what do you think does stress mean in our lifestyle? How important is stress in causing those diseases?
Yeah. And well, before I answer that, I'll want to close the loop for your listeners. So, you know, I just, once I realized that healing was possible, and that's the really the most important belief that a patient has to have, you know, that healing is possible. And if you're not sure if it's possible, I'm here to encourage you and tell you it is. You can heal. Humans have healed pretty much every chronic disease. Okay. People have done it. People who have decided to do it have done it. And that's proof it can be done. And I've interviewed dozens and dozens of people who've healed all types and stages of cancer, MS, lupus.
Yes.
So healing is possible. And so for me, once I realized that, then it changed the way I looked at myself and my disease and my situation. And I realized, well, if healing's possible, I need to do everything in my power to help myself heal. And that doesn't mean don't go to the doctor, but it means there's a lot more that you can do for yourself in between the doctor's visits. So there are people in our community that are doing everything their doctors tell them to do, but they're doing a lot more, right, than just taking the drugs or the procedures or the surgeries or whatever, right? So for me, that was pivotal. And I changed my diet overnight to a raw food diet overnight. And then that was the first step. And then once I got my diet dialed in, then I started overdosing on fruits and vegetables and juicing and just flooding my body with nutrients, then I realized, okay, what else can I do? And I gradually started to change all these other aspects of my life. And so coming to the stress part, I learned back then in 2004 that stress was a huge contributor to disease. And a lot of people still don't understand how or why. And I think I can explain it in a relatively simple way.
Great.
When you're in a state of stress, and stress, I define stress as negative emotion, right? So negative emotions produce stress in your mind, in your heart, and in your body. And we all know what negative emotions are: anger, fear, jealousy, envy, insecurity, guilt, shame. Right? There's a long list of them, but we all know, these negative emotions, what they feel like. And so when you're in a state of chronic stress, that means every single day you're dealing with fears and worries, you're dealing with anxiety, you're dealing with anger, you're holding on to resentment from people in your past, you're constantly fixating on people in the present, that you're jealous of or insecure, around. We're just swirling in these, destructive emotional states. We're jumping back and forth between being, angry about somebody in our past, jealous of someone in our present, worried about some unknown that could happen in the future. And so that's not good. And when you're in that state mentally and emotionally, when you're fixated on all of these negative things, then your body responds. Because your body doesn't know if the threat is real or imagined.
Indeed, yeah, that's true.
And the way your body responds is by there are a number of metabolic and physiological reactions that happen in the body when you're in a state of stress. But we all have heard of cortisol and adrenaline, those being major stress hormones. And cortisol is especially destructive because turns off your immune system and promotes inflammation and interferes with your brain function and interferes with digestion. And so there, you have this cascade of negative effects that happen in your physical body when you're in stress. So the other problem is that when people are in a state of stress or distress, because there's good stress, right? Going to the gym, yeah, that's good stress, that, you know? Yes. Challenges in life can be good stress. But when you're in a state of distress, you will find a way to self-medicate.
True.
And the way that we self-medicate, the ways that we self-medicate tend to amplify the negative effects that stress has on our body. And so, and what I mean by that is overeating.
Yes.
Right? Drugs, whether they're illegal or prescription, alcohol, sex addiction, gambling, you know, spending money you don't have.
There's many.
Being a workaholic, you know, being consumed with media, you know, constantly video gaming or social media or binge watching, you know, television shows or movies. Like, these are all ways that we cope with stress and unhappiness, and there are ways that we distract ourselves from our problems, right? And not dealing with your problems doesn't make them go away. It usually makes them worse. The longer you ignore them. So stress is bad, right? Because it raises your cortisol and adrenaline, suppresses your immune system, promotes inflammation, and living in a state of chronic stress for many years really breaks you down and makes you more vulnerable to disease. And then on top of that, we're coping with stress in ways that accelerate the disease process. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense to everybody.
And can I ask you, sorry, did you experience chronic stress before you got ill? Can you say that apart from the nutrition of what you put into your body, can you say you were actually really experiencing those, a lot of those negative emotions? And
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always been insecure, less now, but very insecure, prideful, arrogant, condescending, judgmental, envious and jealous of others. You know, I wasn't necessarily fearful until I got a cancer diagnosis and I had a whole new level of stress, which was the fear and worry about cancer.
Of course.
I wasn't a chronic worrier, but those other types of stresses for sure. And even bitterness and resentment toward people in my past and prejudices, right? So all of those things, I had all of those, you know, bad thought habits.
Toxic thoughts,
exactly. Yeah. So that was certainly a factor. I wasn't a heavy drug or alcohol user or anything like that. And I wasn't necessarily overeating, but I've always been thin. So my diet was terrible. I was a junk food connoisseur. I could eat whatever I wanted. Did not affect me. Didn't gain weight, you know. So that was a factor.
Okay.
And I was an entrepreneur, you know, in my early 20s, I'd already started my own business and I was in real estate. And so I was, you know, working a lot. I was really driven.
Overdrive.
And I was definitely on overdrive and I had, you know, I had a lot of, I'd say subconscious, you know, anxiety and concerns, right? Because of just the nature of the business I was in. There was constantly problems that I was having to deal with or problems that were potential. And so, yeah, all of those things were factors in my life. And I had to really stop and take a hard look at who I was, how I was thinking, how I was acting and reacting. And this is so important because, you know, there's an expression, everything happens for a reason. Right? But I like to put a finer point on that, which is everything happens for a reason. And most of the time, the reason is you. You are the reason. You are the cause of many of the problems you have in life. Not all of them, but many of them, even most of them. It's probably related to decisions that you made in the past that led you to the problems that you're dealing with today. And so taking personal responsibility for your life and your health is the most powerful thing you can do. And yeah, it's a little bit painful, right? It's painful to admit.
It's confronting, hey?
Yeah. Hmm. It's painful to admit you were stupid, right? You know, it's painful to admit you were foolish and you made bad decisions, right? That it hurts. Hmm. But it's also very powerful because then, you know, the pain goes away. You get over it. And then you're left with, okay, the revelation that I had, which is the way I'm living is killing me. And if I contributed to my illness, then certainly I can contribute to my wellness by changing the way I live my life, by making different decisions each day, and by addressing the root causes of my distress. And that's so important because there's so many ways, again, that you can self-medicate to not think about your stress, right? So that your problems don't bother you, none of those...
It's a suppression, isn't it?
It is suppression. Yeah. And I was going to say none of those solutions work, but they're not solutions, right? They're not solutions. Mm. So you really have to take stock of your life and say, okay, what am I stressed about? What is causing me stress? What is wrong in my life? What do I need to start working on? What do I need to change? What do I need to fix? Mm. And so the powerful thing about changing your diet is it unlocks this potential in you that you didn't know you had, right? When you stop eating junk food, processed food, fast food, meat and dairy, like I did, and you start eating exclusively fruits and vegetables, a plant-based diet, I never thought I could do that. And then once I did, I was like, wow, okay, what else can I do? And then I started looking inward and I decided to forgive every person who had ever hurt me.
Wow. Well done.
And that was a big step because, you know, we all have people who've hurt us. We all have been hurt. We've been rejected. We've been neglected. We've been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, right? We've been abused in lots of different ways. We have been insulted, right? I mean, people hurt us, right? They lie to us. They cheat us. They steal from us. And so everybody's story is different. But what the common thread here is that when someone hurts you, they cause you pain. And if you hold on to that pain, it becomes poison.
Yes.
And over time, that bitterness, right? I mean, just the word itself, bitterness, right? You just think about if you've ever eaten something bitter, it is not pleasant, right? And over time, you become more bitter, right? As a person, when you hold on to that resentment toward people who've hurt you. And so, and most of us have been hurt by more than one person, right? And the thing is, going back to what I said earlier, you can distract your conscious mind, right? You can distract yourself so you don't think about painful memories, but you can't distract your subconscious mind. So your subconscious, which is like, I liken it to a computer, right? Your conscious mind is whatever's on the screen, right? Your subconscious mind is all the software running in the background of the computer. And so the computer knows, your subconscious mind knows all of your problems all the time. And this is why people have panic attacks, because they've got all these unresolved problems in their life, right? And they're going about their day staying busy and staying distracted and trying not to think about all these problems. But below the surface, right, their subconscious is overwhelmed. And this leads to breakdowns, right? To people just having panic attacks and breakdowns because they've got unresolved stuff.
Yes.
And so confronting those things is so powerful. And so what I decided to do in forgiving every person who'd ever hurt me, it's like, okay, I'm just going to think through my life. I'm going to really go back in time and open up the memory banks and think through my life. And I'm going to dig out those painful memories. I'm going to revisit them and I'm going to forgive each person, every person that I can remember, right, that hurt me in some way. And it doesn't matter, small way, big way, like just do it. Just forgive them. So what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. Because you'll probably never feel like forgiving.
Right? That's true.
You know, and they say time heals all wounds. And it's, you know, yeah, with enough time, maybe you'll feel like forgiving. But in the meantime, you're just suffering. And so it's much better to just say, you know what, I'm just going to make the decision to forgive this person. And forgiveness is a decision to let it go.
Yeah.
To release.
To stop drinking the cup of toxins yourself.
That's right.
That's what Nelson Mandela did. I lived more than 10 years in South Africa. And when he came out of the prison, he was, you know, asked why, you know, how do you do this? Because that's one of his main important lessons, that he forgave the people that imprisoned him. And it's all about stop to drink the cup of toxins yourself.
That's right.
So beautifully said. Thank you so
he's
much
a great,
for that.
He's such a great example of that.
Yeah.
I mean, no one put me in jail for 10 years.
No,
right?
That's true.
And so, you know, I would just say, okay, God, you know who they are, you know what they did, right? And I they hurt me, but I'm choosing to forgive them. I'm letting it go. And they're all yours, right? I would just say a simple prayer like that. I release them. They're all yours. You can deal with them, right?
Yes.
They're all yours.
And that's what happens too.
To judge. Yeah. And by the way, yeah, I mean, it's comforting to know people are going to get what they deserve, right? They will get it. No one gets away with anything.
No one
gets away with anything. They might for a short time, but not, you know, in the course of eternity. And so.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Sorry, Chris, we had a little disruption. And can you just repeat that last thing?
Yeah. I like to think about forgiveness as, you know, when people hurt you, like, it's like they're putting bricks in your backpack, right? Like in those painful memories, they weigh you down. And the more you're carrying, the harder your life is. And this is why people say the expression, oh man, they've got a lot of baggage, right? They've got a lot of baggage. Well, so forgiveness is putting the bags down, you know, like just slipping out of the backpack, right? You got this backpack full of bricks, you slip out of it. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so much lighter.
All the way to side, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, like... And so, you know, that weight will drag you down, but you can release it. So that was huge, right? And that's one of the most powerful things you can do for yourself in terms of alleviating your stress, is just go crazy with forgiveness. Forgive every person. And you know what? No one deserves it. And you don't either, right? And so ask God to forgive you. Clear your conscience. Confess your sin, right? Get a clear conscience. Forgive people who've hurt you. Ask for forgiveness from the people that you've hurt. Because, yeah, there's probably some people that you need to make amends with.
Can I ask you, would that be, if we talk about somebody listening now, being stuck, feeling, you know, the health is deteriorating, being stuck emotionally, mentally, is that one of the first advices you would give someone to start forgiving?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, there are people who I've seen do everything right. They do all the therapies. They do all the conventional therapies and they don't get well. They do all the natural and holistic therapies and they don't get well. And in many cases, those people, not always, but in many cases, if I talk to them and really dig in, they're holding on to this bitterness and anger and resentment, you know, and it can be the one barrier to healing. That if you don't address it, it can prevent you from getting well. So yeah, it is that powerful. And the beautiful thing is it's free.
Yes, right? I agree.
It costs you nothing. Nothing. Mm. And so that's huge. The other thing is becoming quick to forgive. And so, because people will continue to hurt you, right? People are continually rude or inconsistent. Froze up on me, so.
Yeah.
Are we okay?
Yeah, if you could just repeat the last sentence, it's okay.
Yeah, there will be new opportunities to forgive. And so you want to become someone who's quick to forgive, right? People hurt you, they insult you, they hurt your feelings. You just don't dwell on it. Just be like, you know what? Like, ouch, you know, that hurt, but I'm forgive them, God, they're all yours. I'm not going to hold on to that, right? I'm not going to take it personally. And this is a superpower, by the way.
I agree.
Is if you can develop the ability to never be offended, right? To never be offended, to never be hurt, right? You have a superpower. And this is not like a superpower that you get from, you know, toxic waste or something, right? This is something anyone can do is make a decision to not be insulted, right? To not be offended when people try to offend you. And I've had to do this because people are mean to me on the internet, right?
I'm sure. Does it have to do with judgment as well? Is that the same? Is judgment also a part of it? Because
being critical and judgmental are certainly negative emotional states. And so I have to catch myself, right? When I'm feeling critical and judgmental and I'm having those thoughts about someone else, I have to go, okay, wait a minute. I'm being critical, right? I'm being judgmental. I'm just going to stop, right? I'm just interrupting myself in that bad habit. Again, these are just bad thought habits that you can stop. It's like putting a cigarette to your mouth and you're like, no, I'm not going to smoke it, right? So, and by the way, this same process, being mindful of your thoughts, what we're talking about now is in the present, right? Mm. Catching yourself being envious or jealous or critical, right? In your daily life. And then learning how to effectively deal with worry and anxiety. Because when I had cancer, I mean, every single day I'm worried about cancer, you know, every day the fear is trying to creep in and consume my heart and steal my joy. And so when those fearful thoughts would, you know, materialize, I would just have to catch myself in that moment and just be like, okay, all right, I'm feeling a little bit afraid right now, but I just need to, God, I'm giving you my fear, right? I'm trusting you, I'm giving you my fear. I trust you, right? I'm trusting you to provide for me, to take care of me, to guide me. I'm just trusting you with my life and my health and my future and my family and my finances. Like, I'm trusting you with all of it. Okay.
Chris, you call that a bit of a spiritual healing. In your course, you talk about, you know, the spiritual healing of having the faith, and that has helped you a lot as well in your journey.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. I mean, because I believe, as a Christian, I believe that God created us and that he loves us, that he cares for every detail of our lives, you know, that every aspect of our lives, that he really does care, and that we have a heavenly Father who cares for us. And so, you know, just learning how to surrender to that and trust him with your life and your health and give him your fear, right? And so, so every day, you know, I would have to do that, right? As the fear would creep in, I would just stop and say, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to be afraid. God, I'm just going to trust you, right? Just show me what I need to do. Show me what I need to change. I'm trusting you to lead me, right? I'm still making decisions. I'm not just sitting there doing nothing, right? But I'm trusting God. You know, I'm doing everything in my power and trusting him with the rest. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that are out of your control in life.
And so I hear a lot of massive action, like decision choices. There's a lot of action in everything that you talk about. So that I find very interesting about we need to take action, not just sit there. It's a decision. It's a choice. I love it when you say that every time. It's quite powerful when you talk about it.
Thank you. Well, we live in a cause and effect world, right? Mm. Every action has a reaction. Mm. And so like every action you take produces a result, good or bad, right? Positive or negative. And that starts with the way you're thinking, the way you're acting, what you're eating, how you're spending your time, right? Exercising versus sitting on the couch. You know what I mean? And so it's such good news because people have been led to believe they're powerless and helpless and hopeless, right? That they're just victims of disease. And there's the only possible hope you have is that a drug will cure you, that, and a drug that doesn't cure most people is maybe somehow going to cure you. You know, that's false hope. But the powerful hope is when you realize, no, people have healed and there is a way, right? There's a way to heal. And it takes a lot of action and a lot of effort on your part. Like, you have a role to play. And I think when that light bulb goes off in a person's mind, you know, when they get that revelation, something really wonderful happens. You know, it just, they become empowered, right? They just realize, okay, it's up to me and I need to change and I'm willing to change.
That first step is huge, eh?
Yeah, that's the first step. You know, the very first thing, like I said earlier, is the belief that healing is possible. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing. And then from there, the next step is now I need to change, right? What can I do to help myself? Wow. And so I call it the beat cancer mindset. And I talk about it in several of my books. Mm. And, but that belief that healing is possible, and then the decision to change your life and do everything in your power to help yourself heal. And I see it over and over and over. I mean, all the people I've interviewed who've healed cancer against the odds, I mean, we all had the same mindset. And we all did a lot of the same things, right? Like tons of fruits and vegetables, juicing, you know, exercise, forgiveness, stress reduction, all of these things I've talked about, they're not unique to my story. These are the common threads that you see in every survival story. That powerful personal responsibility. And so, you know, but the stress, you know, I'm glad your show is about stress because really when you deal with the stresses in your life, when you remove those painful stressors that are causing you anxiety and fear and worry and anger and all these things, then all of a sudden it's easier to give up your bad habits, right? It's easier to give up your bad habits and to give up your medication, right? That's making your health worse. It's easier to quit smoking. It's easier to quit drinking. It's easier to stop binge eating, you know, when you remove the pain. And it's easier to stay on the healthy path, right? Because there's lots of people who are overweight, right? And they want to lose weight and they know they need to, and they'll try a crash diet and they can hang on to a crash diet for a few weeks or a month, you know, maybe longer, but eventually they go back to their old eating habits because that was their medication, right? They never really dealt with the root cause of their pain that led them to overeat. So to me, that's just such an important part of the conversation. It's like, if you remove the cause of the pain, then you also remove your need for medication.
Can I ask you, I'm really interested in your opinion, because in my book that I wrote 7 years ago, I wrote about one of the biggest stresses in our life, Chris, is the fear of not being good enough in this society. You know, how you have been conditioned from when you're small, that you're not doing the right things, that you're not perfect, that you know, the judgment, everything, the fear of not being enough is a big one. Have you experienced that as well? That is quite a big thing in people's lives and in yours maybe?
Yeah. I mean, we live in a competitive world, right? And that certainly, what I would describe that fear of not being enough is also insecurity, right? Being insecure. And I certainly developed a lot of insecurity as a young person, as a kid in high school. And so I was striving to overcompensate for my insecurities, right? That's why I was so competitive and judgmental and critical and also driven to succeed, right? Because I wanted so hard
to prove yourself.
To prove myself that I was, you know, I don't know, whatever, that I was special or that I was important or that I was worthy of, you know, admiration or something, all the things. I used to be a musician. I mean, I guess I technically still am, but.
What kind of musician?
Yeah. I played in bands and was touring around the U.S. and playing shows and, you know, just in a rock band and, you know, but being on stage, you know, for an insecure person is, extremely validating, right? Cause you're, you know, performing for others, hopefully you're getting applause and people are cheering and they're impressed by you. And so, yeah, I mean, that was definitely something I really enjoyed and needed because I was not very secure. I was
external validation, we call it. Hey, the external kind of validation of being good enough.
Yeah, that's right. That I was craved that validation. And same in business, being an entrepreneur. One reason I wanted to be an entrepreneur because I just wanted to be the freedom of it. But the other was, you know, me trying to, you know, excel above my peers, so to speak.
And if we go fast forward 20 years, Chris, I mean, my show is called From Stress to Authentic Success, how someone, you know, when you have that self-worth, that self-love, that trust, that faith, that authenticity, that alignment, then success is easy because it's your mission, it's your passion. Your story has really become, I mean, your, I wouldn't say your illness because, but your challenge has become your mission and your, so today, how does it feel for you to be who you are today? Isn't that amazing? Who would have told you that 20 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's still hard for me to comprehend, you know,
I can imagine that.
That I'm here 20 years later, that going through what I went through, and it was an illness. It definitely was, right? It was an illness. It was a challenge. It was an obstacle. It was hardship. You know, it was adversity. Like I went, I had to go through that. And it made me stronger and wiser and smarter. And it made me more grateful, you know, and thankful. It brought me closer to God. I mean, it did so many, that hardship in life can really change you for the better in so many ways. If you want to change for the better.
But you've helped so many people now along the way. I mean, when you look at how many followers, how many books, how many courses you've sold, I mean, Chris, really, that is authentic success, eh?
Yes, it is. I mean, being, you know, and I define success.
That.
I define success a little differently than maybe a lot of other people, but
me too.
I mean, having the freedom to do what you're passionate about, to me, you're a success.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And it does not, there's no monetary figure attached to that. It's like being able to do what you love, being able to live out your calling, to, you know, focus on the mission that you're here for. I mean, if you're doing that, you're a success. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, part of that, like the title of your show is From Stress to Authentic Success. I mean, part of getting through that stress is you have to, you know, sort of flip the script on your flaws, right? And you have to be willing, as I did, to just say, okay, these are my flaws. These are my failures, right? And I'm not going to let them define me, but I'm actually going to use them to help others.
Yes.
Right? And so instead of being ashamed, for example, instead of being ashamed of the mistakes you made in the past and keeping them a secret because you're ashamed of your mistakes, you can actually take those mistakes, share them publicly, and teach others, right? And help others.
The vulnerability of bringing them out in the world.
Yeah, and then then you take that negative and you turn it into something positive because now you're helping people avoid the terrible mistake you made, whether it was drug addiction or gambling or a bad business decision or bad relationships or whatever it is, you know? And so, I mean, you know, you really can take there's an expression that your mess becomes your message.
Yes.
You know, and it certainly did for me, right? Yeah. My life was a mess and it did become my message because 6.5 years after my diagnosis, I started a website called Chris Beat Cancer. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, a real simple, just a simple little blog where I was writing about health and healing and, you know, talking about juicing and how wonderful raw food is. And I was just, you know, sharing what I'd learned, sharing my story and just hoping that, you know, I could help encourage people, and give them some authentic hope and some inspiration and encouragement and just some practical advice that they could use to help themselves. And that was my passion.
Wow.
You know, it was my part-time passion. It was not a career decision. You know, I was still working in real estate, and but it just grew so fast. Mm. I mean, there was, I didn't realize at the time, I didn't do market research. You know, I didn't realize at that
God
time.
Did that
I mean,
for
I didn't
you.
Know.
I think yeah. God did
I didn't
that
know
for
how
you.
Many people had cancer. I didn't know how many people were diagnosed with cancer every day. I didn't know how many people were doing Google searches looking for holistic approaches mm-hmm. to cancer. I don't know any of that. I just felt like my story was important and that I could encourage. I just thought there have to be some people out there that would be encouraged by my story. And, you know, and so, yeah, so my audience did grow. Now it's been 13 years that yes. I've been a public cancer survivor. So my audience has certainly grown and I've reached millions of people through YouTube and Facebook and my blog
Beautiful.
And, you know, all this social media. It's crazy. Like I can't even put, you know,
put
wrap my
words.
Mind around
no,
that.
No, I agree. So
yeah,
is there any,
know.
No, we never know what it leads to. It's amazing.
Never
but
know.
I think
you never know who you're
going
to reach,
yeah,
right?
True.
From writing a book to yeah. even just posting something on YouTube. Mm. You have no idea who's watching and how they could be affected by it. And it's such a cool thing.
Thank you so much. Can we, to finish off, is there a quote or a statement, something that you live by or that you could share with the audience for someone listening to this amazing conversation that can even inspire them more to take action or to make the decision? Is there something? Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Well, okay. So let me find something from one of my books because so I wrote this book. This is called Beat Cancer Daily, mm-hmm. and this is my second book. My first book's called Chris Beat Cancer, which is telling my story, and I talk about everything that I did and the nutritional science and all this wonderful research on healing cancer with food. But then the second book, Beat Cancer Daily, is like a daily reader, daily devotional. Mm. So there's 365 mm-hmm. pages, and you just read one per day. And so some of the, you know, it's a mixture of, you know, encouragement and inspirational Good. Information and practical advice. So anyway,
let's take one.
So
to finish off.
So yeah, this is a great one. We can go this one. This is day 163. It doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be. Don't let inexperience, insecurity, self-doubt, or the need for perfectionism paralyze you and prevent you from taking action, from taking care of yourself, from pursuing the desires of your heart, from fulfilling your purpose, from completing your mission, from creating the life you have dreamed about. Perfection should never be the goal. You will never be perfect this side of heaven. The goal is continuous improvement. Healing is a process, and the process involves taking inspired, imperfect action without all the knowledge, without all the steps, without all the tools, without a guarantee, but with an understanding that your Heavenly Father will supply all of your needs, and with the belief that after each step, you will receive what you need to take the next one. Your plan, your routine, and your protocol do not need to be perfect. They just need to be.
Oh, I'm going to buy that book. Because I do it myself in my journal. I write all that kind of thing. And I'm a conscious self-care expert globally. So everything we talked about makes me think of self-care. You know, it's routines, it's habits, it's taking action. So I love it. I'm going to buy your book as soon as I can, Chris, as soon as we finish this.
Wonderful.
Thing. Thank you
so much.
Well,
I hope
so
you enjoy
much.
It. Yeah.
Really, thank you so much. And I'm sure we have inspired quite a few people today. And, thank you so much for doing this for me and for the whole UK Health Radio station. We're going to be on podcast. We're going to be, you know, on the website. People can listen on demand.
That's
so
great.
Chris, thank you so much.
And thank you, Danielle.
It was absolutely a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much. And I'll come back to the audience just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I loved this interview, this beautiful, vulnerable, authentic, spontaneous conversation with Chris. And I'm not going to make too much of a summary. I think it's even worth your while to go and listen for a second time. And that's certainly what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen again to my own interview with Chris, because there was so much inside there that I will take away for my life, for my clients. One of the first things he said was that chronic diseases do not occur just like that at random. It's not about being unlucky most of the time. They are caused by diet, lifestyle, and environment. Mental stress. And the first thing he mentioned around healing is that it is important to believe that you can heal, that healing is possible. And for that, we need to go and go within. We need to look inward and have a look at who we were and who we are, because most of the time, we are often the cause, not always, please, not always, but often there's a lot going on inward, a lot of chronic toxic stress of negative emotion, destructive emotions. And so to go inward, and that's what I do with my clients. So please, if you don't know where to go to, you can always call on us. You can call on Chris. You can call on me. There's enough people out there who can help you to go and look within, to go and address the root causes. And I so loved his healing strategy of forgiveness, to forgive every single person in our life, because that pain is indeed poison. And so forgiveness, as he said, is a decision. It's a choice to let go of what was. And at the same time, he also says that we have to realize that every action has a consequence, not to be a victim, but to really take the decision to take personal, powerful responsibility, to take action, because it's all up to you. It's a decision and a choice to take your health seriously, to be in charge of your health personally. And so to address then from stress to authentic success, how he said that the authentic success to him is the being able to live out your own calling, your focus on your mission, by being willing to be vulnerable yourself, so that you express what happened to you, how you conquered your situation, and so you can help others to avoid to make those same mistakes. I really love that expression of how your mess becomes your message. And please listen in again to what Chris said, his page in the book, and I'm definitely going to buy that book, Beat Cancer Daily, day 163, how he expressed it about the self-care. And so with this, I'm going to leave you for today. But again, apologies for the little interruptions in the technology, but I am sure that this interview was really worth your time. I'm going to listen in again, and I'm going to see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.